tuned to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Welcome to a powerful encounter with the Word of God, brought to you by Eastwood Annabelle.
Spirit of the Lord is upon me, His anointing.
Ladies, it is time to gather with Eastwood Annaba, Rosemont Annaba, Adelaide Hayward Mills, Michelle McKinney Hammond, Veronica Osei, Leanne Kofi, and Olajumoke Adenowo for this year's Hepzibah 120. Theme, Women in Signs and Wonders. Date, 2nd to 4th September 2015. Venue, Trinity Baptist Church, Lagon, opposite University of Professional Studies. Morning session, 9 a.m. Evening session, 5:30 p.m. Admission is absolutely free. Don't miss out on this divine gathering for anointing, wisdom, and empowerment.
A certain ruler asked him, saying, "Good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" Keep going, keep going. And Jesus said unto him, "Why callest thou me good? None is good save one, and that is God. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Honor your father and your mother." And he said, "All these have I kept from my youth." Stop there. All these have I kept from my youth. When I look at us, we have kept many things. No, you are a good man. You are good. You are a nice person. You have repented. Since you got born again, you don't steal, you don't lie, you don't fornicate, you don't commit adultery, you don't drink total pack or appetition. You don't lie, you don't fight. Eh? You're a good person. You've truly changed. And some of you did it from the time you were young. So a man comes to Jesus and he's saying, "I have kept all these things from my youth up." I look at the body of Christ. I look at believers. I see very good Christians. Very good. Very good Christians. Nice people. The man said, "I've kept all these things from my youth." Verse 22. Now when Jesus heard these things, he said unto him, "Yet lackest thou one thing. Sell all you have. Distribute to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come and follow me." You lack one thing. The one thing you lack is that you have a lot of money. Sell what you have, give it to the poor, and come and follow me. Now, this man's condition is better than ours because he has the money, and what to do with the money is the problem. In our case, the money is not there. So, what Jesus is saying is that there is a certain aspect of the kingdom where some people must have money. The gospel is preached to the poor. The preacher will preach to the poor. But there are some rulers and rich people who must have what it takes to take care of the poor who the gospel brings in. Otherwise, you know what will happen? The gospel will bring in people and they will die. It is like producing children when you are unemployed and you have no money. In fact, preaching the gospel and bringing in people when there's no money in the kingdom is like marrying a woman, no money in the house, one bedroom, and you have produced 12 children. You increase frustration. confusion. One thing thou lackest. The man has the money. He's not doing the right thing with it. Jesus said it's a lack. So you that really lack. One thing thou grievously lackest. Look, I'm telling you, and I'm not. Can I be honest with you? If God appeared to me today and said, Eastwood, tell me one thing I should give to Chairman Clement Ancheba, I'll say, God, give him $100 million. Because you see, I know the man is already good. I would say, God, anoint him. He's anointed. I would say, give him word. The man is constipated with the word. I will not say, God, make his heart kind. The man is kind. But I know if God gives him $100 million, this man will change the world around him. If God asked me one thing for the blessed lady, I say, God, just give my sister a check of £1 million. It will change many things. So, if God opens the windows of heaven, there are some things that will show up. All the people being baptized and praying, Jesus also being baptized and praying, all the people being baptized, and Jesus also being baptized and praying. The Bible said the heaven was open and the Holy Ghost descended upon him. So Jesus was praying and the Holy Ghost descended upon him. So, when the heavens are open, one of the things that will descend is the presence of God or the person of the Holy Spirit. That is good. But that is not the only thing that happens when the heavens open. When the heaven opens, another thing that happens is blessing that will be poured upon people. Malachi 3, verse 10. Bring in the tithe. Bring in all the tithe. And prove me now herewith and see. If I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Where people have been missing is that there shall not be room enough to receive it. What he's saying is that I will pour you out blessing and the blessing will be plenty. I know we are blessed people, but the blessing is too small. Even if you have 100,000 Ghana cedis sitting in an account, it's small. The needs of the kingdom are plenty. If you have 1 million Ghana cedis in an account, it's small. When I finish this morning, and I will not keep too long in speaking, I want us to pray. And we won't pray long. Because when you pray long, money won't come from heaven. The Holy Ghost will descend. Prayer brings the Holy Ghost down. When Jesus was praying, what happened? Holy Ghost came. When they brought in the tithe, what happened? Blessing. Many people don't understand that finances don't come simply because you prayed. Finances come because you have understanding. That is why the richest man in the Bible was a wise man. Oh, I'm believing God for finances. I have prayed, that it's not coming. When you pray, something will come, but it is the power of the Holy Ghost. The richest people in the world are not the most prayerful. But they are people who know what to do. Wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of your times. when you know what to do. And you also have grace. Finances will come. I was in the U.S. and some people asked me, they said, Brother Shu, why is there so much poverty in the church? I said, it's because we don't like money. They said, why? I said, oh, I learned it from a certain young man. The name of that young man is Floyd Mayweather. I think he's the richest sportsman now. I saw this boxer sitting on a bed, surrounded by money, dollars, and he was holding them like this. That guy makes you know that he's fighting the boxing because he wants to beat you and take his money. After he had beaten a Pacquiao, you know, Pacquiao went in the name of Jesus. Because, I mean, Pacquiao said he was a Christian. I looked at the two people. I said, look, Mayweather will beat him. Somebody said, why? I said, Mayweather seems to like the money in the fight more than Pacquiao. The man liked the money. I'm not saying Christians should be like that. After the fight, he traded in his car, which he had, one of his nice cars, which was about $3 million. He took it in and then bought another car, which was $4.5 million. That is a car he drives, not a private jet. Car on the ground, not in the air. The guy wants to provoke you, not in a subtle manner. I mean, it's on the ground. The car is walking on the ground. But when you see him and his money thing, the man is very happy with the money. Christians fear the money. As soon as we think about money, we think about devil. When we see vision of money, we see hell. No, Christians fear money. If an unbeliever is walking and he sees a suitcase with money in it, suitcase with money, an unbeliever will carry it home and say it's a blessing. When a believer sees it, he will call the police. Meanwhile, he just prayed, give us this day our daily bread. Lift up your hand and say, money can do good. And because money can do good, money is good. Money is not evil. I'm looking for the day some of you take a checkbook and write a check of 1 million Ghana cedis. You write it and you are not sweating. No, I'm believing God for that. You see, one thing thou lackest. The church is powerful. The church is creative. Church, we didn't used to have intellectuals. Now, we have the intellectuals in the church. But one thing we lack, which the unbelievers have. 3 days ago, I had closed a meeting and I was talking to my wife at midnight. I saw my wife, I tell her things so. That woman hears things. I told her, I said, Pearl, if your friends are poor and your enemies are rich, you are in trouble. I said, many of us are surrounded by poor friends, and our enemies who want to kill us are rich. And yet money and strength, all things. So your enemies have the answer to your destruction. Have you thought about that before? The people want to take you to court. They are rich. Those praying with you are poor. Then the following day, a rich man will take you to court. And you have to pray and overrule the case. Hey. Why? one thing thou lackest. If we can be honest about it. The Lord, yes, this is it. I looked at my age about a month ago. And I said, Lord, the problems at my age, the only difference that will accelerate the purpose is money. Because at my age, vision now, bah. It has gone from vision to dream. Your old man shall dream dreams. How many of you have seen, now watch this. How many of you have dreamt more dreams than seen visions? Yeah. We have more dreams than visions. And a dream is a very big picture. A vision is a snippet of the whole thing. The older you grow, the more you get visions. And that's because the older you grow, the more you see problems. To be honest with you, if you give me $1 billion right now, the Upper East region will change. Oh, media, Udi Mami, I'm a deco. Look, I went to, you see, there is a hill in Bogatanga, in my village. The hill where I announced my conversion to my father. He used to farm on a hill. I went to that hill and I decided to build a memorial hall in the memory of my father. And I call it a community center. It will not be a church. Chairman Clement's church will be worshiping there, but it's not their building. Because I'm going to build it alone, assisted by friends. And there will not be a cross on the building because I want it to serve multi-purpose. I want community to be able to go into it. Assembly, district assembly should be going to go into it. Chiefs should be able to go and do something there. The youth should be able to go and do something there. And then later on, we keep adding things that will just better the life of the people in that place. But it will virtually be a Fountain Gate Chapel. People that will be running the place. I went to that hill when we dug the foundation. I went to pray a prayer. I went there. Prophet Enoch Jenkins was with me. I went to pray a prayer. And I said by inspiration that in this land, people honor their fathers by building small, small idols and pour libation on them. And while the idols who are the representatives of their ancestors are outside and rain is beating them, they'll be sleeping in the room. I said, that is the way men honor their fathers. But as we dig this foundation and build this building, we are changing it. Not to honor our fathers with idols, but to honor their memory with living monuments that will solve and answer the problems of humankind. This is a building to honor the memory of my father and not an idol. And therefore, as I make this statement, may young people, young men who are coming up, may their mind change. And I also prayed one prayer. I said, this land on which I stand, my father was the oldest person in that land to get born again. Because it's not something for young people. I guess I'm the first pastor from my village. My village doesn't produce pastors. It produces fetish priests. I said, Lord, as I stand here and pray, this land is used to receiving idols. It is used to receiving blood. It is used to receiving fowls and goats. And the land is used to receiving Atakwami building. It is not used to concrete. Therefore, just like a body can reject an organ transplant, this land, instigated by the devil, will attempt to resist this building we are putting in and resist the builder of the building. But I command this building to be compatible with the earth. And I command this land, you will not reject this building that is coming upon you. And the hand that laid the foundation will finish it. I prayed a prayer and I left. The workers who are working there told me a story. They said, whenever they are going up that hill with the quarry chippings, which my village hasn't seen some before. Quarry chipping. Jack. Young father didn't see that. If my people see it because of the poverty, they may even worship the quarry dust and chippings. When they see a tipper truck carrying blocks to that hill, my people tell me the villagers come and surround the thing, unbelievers, and they are clapping and they are dancing. And what they are saying is, God, just bless this, our son. The house is not theirs, but they are rejoicing. That money that is going up that hill is not plenty. So tell me, if it was $1 million, listen, send me one pie via me bo for you today. A rade on musica be brief. One of my friends told me something. He said, Daddy, I have one request from God. God should give me a private jet so that the plane can be picking you. Now, brethren, is it outrageous? Can you imagine if we had a private jet? EAM. After this, I jump inside. I go be that. And yet, in Ghana, if you are a pastor and you joke and you own a private jet, the mouth of the people will bring it down. One day, a pastor told me, he said, Vanessa, the Lord told me he's giving you a private jet. I said, please. You should have told me, the Lord told me persecution is coming. Private jet. Christians in America don't even understand why their pastors should have it. Then Ghana. Ghanaians can't even handle a pastor driving a good car. Although they understand this and they want a second one. Awalabu. Oh, glory. I said glory. How many of you are understanding what this preacher is talking about? One thing. Thou lackest. One thing thou lackest. One thing thou lackest. Look, we are good people. We have done everything. We don't fornicate. We don't commit adultery. We don't drink total pack. We don't smoke 5-5. Tosca. We don't smoke king size. We don't drink pito. We don't chew cola. We don't smoke embassy. We don't fight. One thing you lack. One thing thou lackest. And this man had it. Only that how to use it was a problem. And yet Jesus called it a lack. In your case, it is not even there. So your case, one thing thou desperately. Look, no cry, no crow. There is some kind of money if God gives to you now, your prayer topics will reduce by 95%. No, most of the things you are praying about now, they are money issues. They are not God or devil or Lord, I need rent. Rent is not prayer topic. If they give you 20,000 now, you stop that prayer. So you know what is happening? We are praying about the unnecessary things. So may God give you your needs so that you stop praying about your needs. Now, let me confuse you. Let me attempt to confuse you, but to inject sanity into your doctrine. My children don't pray to me for anything. They don't pray to me for anything. Jesus never told us to pray for some of the things we are praying for. He said, and after this manner, therefore pray. Our Father who art in heaven. He said, give us this day. So the prayer is not Shondoroboka Banderi Makabunderi Bekriya Lokotori Baba Baba Baya. No, that prayer is give me. So when you get up in the morning and you need a house, you say give me. You need a car, you say give me. It didn't say surround the devil for the whole day. I bind principalities that hold car from coming to me. I come against any demon resisting this house. Hey, I am a soldier in the army of the Lord. Then we start another one on the last day. Look at the way he said it. Ask and you shall be given. Seek and you shall find. So that prayer is not a prayer you go on and on and on and on and on and on in circles. But the truth about it is that you are not being blessed financially because sometimes when it comes to the finances, you are even double-minded. You are not even sure whether it's a good thing or not. In fact, there are many people sitting in this building. If God gives them a check of 1 billion Ghana cedis, they will reject it. You say, Nadia, we meet the when you're not temptation, Bonsam Pesaw didn't call hell.
Spirit of the Lord is upon me. His anointing.
Ladies, it is time to gather with Eastwood Annaba, Rosemont Annaba, Adelaide Hayward Mills, Michelle McKinney Hammond, Veronica Osei, Leanne Kofi, and Olajumoke Adenowo for this year's Hepzibah 120. Theme, Women in Signs and Wonders. Date, 2nd to 4th September 2015. Venue, Trinity Baptist Church, Lagon, opposite University of Professional Studies. Morning session, 9 a.m. Evening session, 5:30 p.m. Admission is absolutely free. Don't miss out on this divine gathering for anointing, wisdom, and empowerment.
I believe you've been blessed by this message. For further information, please visit www.eastwoodannaba.com. God bless you richly.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 26 767 6055. +233 26 767 6055. Or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. Info@godswordforus.com.